الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون، الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وإن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this great, auspicious, mubarak and blessed and honored guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyid al-Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the blessed month of Ramadan, almost in the blink of an eyelid, it seems that this guest of Allah ta'ala is passing us by. In this is an inherent sabak and lesson for every one of us to realize the value of time in this world. After Iman, perhaps the most valuable asset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is time. And the greatest challenge that is facing each and every one of us is the correct utilization and appropriation of time. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, was a great muhaddith and scholar. He compiled a book in which there were 40,000 ahadith. And then he told his students that there is one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you will practice on this one hadith, if you will understand the import and the meaning of it, it is equivalent to practicing on 40,000 ahadith. So from this we can understand the importance of the subject matter of this one hadith. He went on to explain what is that hadith. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ni'matan, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas, as-sihhatu wal-farar. There are two great assets and bounties, precious gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala has blessed every human being with. But the tragedy that is facing us is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, majority of humanity, majority of my ummah will only realize the value of these two assets when it is too late. Maghbunun fihima. He said my ummah will be in a deception with regards to these two gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these two ni'mats. And what are they? He said, as-sihhatu wal-farar. الصحة والفراغ. One is health and the other is free time. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, Daman Barakatuh, one of our senior elders. I remember a few years ago, in one of the ishtimas, almost half his bayan was devoted to this. I was translating that bayan. This concept or idea, this effort that shaitan makes on us, that we have this option to delay. In the Arabic language, the word sofa means to delay. Not now, just now. Not now, just now. He gave a simple example. Sometimes you set your alarm clock for tahajjud salah or maybe for fajr salah. And when that alarm clock rings, then at that time, even though you are in a deep sleep, you'll open one eye and you look at the time, and then despite being almost subconscious, deep sleep, you'll do a quick mental calculation that if I press the snooze button, I can sleep for another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes. I don't have to wake up right now. So you'll press that snooze button. This inherent quality of human beings to delay. And Allah shan, the challenge and test that is facing us, is that that few minutes sleep after you press that snooze button is probably sweeter than the sleep that you had for the whole night also. Then when the alarm goes again, another quick mental calculation. I've still got time, I've still got time, I've still got time. And more often than not, what happens? The salah is made qada. Just like that, our lives in this world. Ulama ikram have written, أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ أَهْلُ التَّسْوِيفِ أَكْثَرُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ أَهْلُ التَّسْوِيفِ. Majority of the residents of hellfire will be those who delayed. That day is coming. How long was this life in this world? Allah Ta'ala will gather the people of Jannah. Ya Ahl al-Jannah, kam labithtum fil ardi adad sinin. ND518429, please move this vehicle. It's a Toyota test. Kam labithtum fil ardi adad sinin. Allah will ask the people of Jannah, how long was the life in this world? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna amara ummati ma bayna sittin ila sab'in. He said that the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. And there's inference in hadith that qurb as-sa'ah, as qiyamah comes closer, the lifespan of this human being will become even shorter. So Allah will ask, how long was the life in this world? Adad as-sinin, how many years? When the reality of akhirat will have dawned, what is akhirat? Quran tells us, khamsina alfa sana. The first day of akhirat will be 50,000 years long. What is 60 or 70 years compared to 50,000 years? So when the question is put to the people of Jannah, how long was this life? What will they respond? Labithna yawman, O Baba yawm, fasalil adin. They will say, Ya Allah, we live for one day. This life in this world was one day, or a portion of one day. Ask those who are counting. With such conviction, they will say. What will the response be? Ni'ma mattajartum fi yawmin o ba'di yawm. Ni'mati wa karamati wa rahmati wa jannati khalidina fiha abada. What a bargain you struck in one day or a portion of one day. You earn my favors. You earn my honor. You earn my mercy. You earn my jannat. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Now the lid is taken off time. You will reside herein forever. Then the same question, يَا أَهْلَ النَّارِ. O people of Jahannam, كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was the life in this world? They also will respond, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَسَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. Ya Allah, it was one day, or a portion of one day. Ask those who are counting. Here the response will be, بِئْسَ مَتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ سخطي وغضبي ولعنتي ونار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا. There the clock cannot be reversed. Time will not be taken back. That reality which Quran encapsulates in the expression حتى إذا جاء أخذهم الموت قال رب ارجعون. When mort and death will be staring them in the face, and the realization of how this life was spent, how this time was spent, what it was wasted on, those moments which Allah gave you to earn your akhirah, to earn your jannat, what you used it on, when that realization will dawn at that time, the plea will be, Rabbir Jiyoon, O Allah, send us back to the world. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Now we will populate our time with good deeds. We have realized. But Allah's sunnat, كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah's sunnat, once that time is reached, there is no turning back. No one will be allowed to come back. Kalla, never. Innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. This is just an expression you are saying. From now till Qiyamah, you will have to face the azab of barzakh. Allah will say to the people of Jahannam, what a terrible loss you incurred. What a terrible loss you incurred in one day or a portion of one day. You have earned my anger. You have earned my wrath. You have earned my curses. You have earned the fire of Jahannam. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will reside herein forever. Almost in a blink of an eyelid, this Mubarak and blessed guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Mubarak month of Ramadan, it seems yesterday we looked for the Hilal of Ramadan. Just in a few days we'll be looking for the Hilal of Eid. Exactly like that our lives in this world. Allah Ta'ala, when He speaks of Ramadan in the Quran, what does Allah say? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is the goal of this month? What is the object of this month? Why has Allah given you Ramadan? So that you worship Allah only in Ramadan? So that you exert yourself only in Ramadan? No! This is a wake-up call. This is a reminder, come out of the deception of this dunya. Come out of the deception of the glitter and glamour of this world. This relentless rat race that humanity is engaged in. Chasing and chasing and chasing and chasing after this dunya. Surah Zukhruf, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا أَن يَكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَن يَكْفُرُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجَ عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ وَلِبُيُوتِهِمْ أَبْوَابًا وَسُرُرًا عَلَيْهَا يَتَّكِئُونَ وَزُخْرُفًا وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ عِندَ رَبِّكَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Look at the analogy Allah gives. What is the value of this dunya? What is the value of the gold and silver and diamonds and comforts and luxuries of this world that humanity is hankering after? What is the reality? What is its value? Allah says we wanted to pave the streets of the kuffar with gold. We wanted to make their homes out of gold. We wanted to shower the wealth of this world upon them.
We wanted to give them extended lives. Their backs would be like steel. They would know no sickness, no pain, no hardship, no difficulty in this world. Why didn't we do it? This world has no value in our eyes. Why didn't we do it? Allah says, we fear that if we did this, then the true believers, seeing the glitter and glamour and comfort and luxury of the kuffar, out of their lalach and greed, would abandon the iman. This is why we didn't do it. Otherwise, Ya Musa, inna li ibadan, law salani al-jannah, la'ataytuhu bi-khadafiriha. O Musa, there are some slaves of mine. If they ask me for jannat, I will give them the whole jannat. وَلَوْ سَأَلَنِي غِلَافَ صَوْتٍ لَمْ أُعْتِنِي. But in this world, if they ask me not for the whip, but the hook on which the whip is hung, that also I won't give them. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِهَوَانٍ لَهُ عَلَيَّ وَلَكِنْ لِأَدَّقِرَ لَهُمْ مِنْ كَرَامَةِ يَوْمَ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ. Allah says, it is not because they do not enjoy favor and prominence and position in my eyes, but I want to save them from the danasat and filth of this dunya. Seek this dunya in Allah's disobedience. Seek this dunya in Allah's disobedience. What does Allah say? لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. Quran tells us, don't even look with greed and desire at those who are amassing this dunya in Allah's disobedience. Why? Why? Because that is a rope we are giving them. We are going to use the same rope to hang them. Where is the justification of this relentless rat race? Where is the justification? Tomorrow, the Hilal of Eid will be sighted and the masjids will become empty. Where is the justification? Tomorrow the Hilal of Eid will be sighted, and at the time of Fajr, from 15 subs it will come way down to 5 subs. Is not Ramadan a wake-up call? Is not Ramadan a reminder that the clock of our life is ticking? Has Allah given us these opportunities? تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Where Allah says, I throw open the door of Jannah, I lock up Jahannam, I tie the shayateen. Is Ramadan given to you for this reason, that you only worship Allah in Ramadan? How many of us with trepidation we would have anticipated this month? With great difficulty on our nafs, we may have taken that chadar and cloak and placed it over that shaitan box, that plasma screen, that is destroying the iman of the ummah, where father, mother and children are sitting together and looking at zina taking place. How many of us with trepidation would have said that, okay, Ramadan is coming, so I'll have to go to the mosque, or I'll have to be regular with my jamaat salah. And then when the Hilal of Eid is sighted, almost like a get out of jail free card. Ramadan is a reminder of the shortness of this life. Ramadan is a reminder that this is a stepping stone. This world, its glitter, its glamour, its attraction, where one shop to the next shop, one investment to the next investment, one zero in the bank balance to the next zero. Weigh this in the light of Quran and Hadith. Weigh this attitude of this ummah in the light of the example of the master of humanity, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose maqam and status is such. Allah ta'ala takes qasam on his face, wadduha. Allah takes qasam on his hair, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah Ta'ala speaks of his day, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. Allah speaks of his night, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah speaks of his chadar and his cloak, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُزَّمِّلُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرُ. Allah takes qasam on the Quran that was revealed to him, Yasin wal Quran al Hakim. Allah takes qasam on his risalat, innaka lamina al mursaleen. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on his land, la uqsimu bihadha al balad, wa anta hillum bihadha al balad. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. Allah takes قسم on his أخلاق. نون والقلم وما يسترون ما أنت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. قسم and oath. Quran does not get tired of praising him. Yet what was his worldly circumstance? This mindset that has overtaken us, that success and honor and dignity and status is what you have accumulated of this world, weigh that in the light of his circumstance. Umar radiallahu ta'ala who enters his room, he says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَى رِمَالٍ حَصِيرٍ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ فِرَاشٍ وَقَدْ أَثَّرَ الرِّمَالُ بِجَنْبِهِ مُتَّكِئًا عَلَى وِسَادَةٍ مِنْ أُدُمْ حَشْوُهَا لِيفٌ. Umar, whose name would strike terror in the hearts of the enemies, who was known for his fierce temperament, says, I entered into the room of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and look at the description Umar gives us, radiallahu anhu. He says, I observed the master was lying on a straw mat. There wasn't a sheet. There wasn't even a sheet. He says, I saw the imprint of the mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, my Nabi's pillow was a hard piece of leather. Inside it was leaves. I looked around. There was nothing else. One narration, it comes, there was a piece of leather that was tanning. Leather that is tanning gives off a foul smell. Seeing this, Umar, such a fierce temperament, yet the tears start pouring down his cheeks. He cannot bear to see the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a condition. Ya Rasulallah, ud'u Allah, falyuwassi ala ummatik. فَإِنَّ فَارِسْ وَالْرُومِ قَدْ وُسِّ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ. This was no worldly desire of Umar. This was his pain at seeing the circumstance of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does he say? He says, Ya Rasulallah, I beg you. The Romans and the Persians, the enemies of Allah, they are in the lap of luxury. You are Allah's beloved. You are Allah's chosen. You are Sayyidul Awaleen wal Akhireen. You are the greatest of Allah's creation. And this is your circumstance. Make dua to Allah. Allah should open the door of wealth upon your ummah. Apparently an innocent enough request. A request that was in fact the result of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not a worldly desire. But what was the problem? What was the problem that through this the door to worldly wealth was going to be opened on this ummah? Through this mindset or thinking that status and dignity and honor has to do with material things. Once Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his khilafat, he requests for something, a drink to be brought. He's thirsty. So they bring water, but the water is mixed with honey. Abu Bakr picks up the container. When he starts drinking, he realizes that this water is mixed with honey. When he realizes that, his eyes brim over with tears. Companions are gathered around him. This is during his khilafah that, oh Abu Bakr, oh Siddiq Akbar, why are you crying? He says, I can remember that time I was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of a sudden my Nabi got up and he started pushing something away. trying to avert something from coming close. He says, we looked, we couldn't see anything, there was nothing there. Yet Rasulullah Sallallahu was pushing something away. So we said to him, Ya Rasulullah, what is it that you are pushing away? What has happened? He said, the entrapment, the lure, the deception, the glitter and the glamour of this dunya was coming towards my ummah. I pushed it away. When I pushed it away, the dunya said to me, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today you are pushing me away, but tomorrow once you are gone, I will come back. Today you are able to protect your ummah. Tomorrow when you are not here, I will come back. Abu Bakr said, I asked for water, and you people brought water with honey. Tears started falling down his cheeks. One was our value system, one was their value system. One is our understanding, one was their understanding. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets up. He strikes Umar on the chest. Awafi anta hadha ibn al-Khattab. Umar, are you still in any doubt? Umar, are you still in any doubt? My ummah didn't come for this dunya. Dunya is written, you will get what is ordained. This is not the object of this ummah. Awafi anta hadha ibn al-Khattab. Umar, are you in a doubt? Ulaika qawmun ujjilat lahum al-hayatu dunya. They are a nation. Allah has given them dunya. Ama tarda an yakuna lahum al-dunya walan al-akhirah. Does it not please you? Does it not please you? They will get dunya, we will get akhirat. The dignity and honor of this ummah, wallah, my respected brothers, can never be gauged on its worldly achievements. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah says, the akhirat, jannat, we have made it for those who don't want the positions in this world. This verse was revealed about the sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Conquest upon conquest, land upon land, the wealth of the world poured into Medina. But their goal was not dunya, their goal was hidayat, their goal was the guidance of mankind. Allah says, we made jannat for such people who are not looking for the position and status of this world. Otherwise, where is the justification if this mindset, is correct, that worship Allah when you want, don't worship Him when you want. If this mindset is correct, that hanker and run after this dunya, in this is success, in this is dignity, in this is honor, in this is the solution to your problems, then 14 centuries ago, my Allah in His Quran issued the challenge. What challenge? Allah said, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If your thinking is correct, lie, cheat, deceive, usurp the rights of others, do whatever you want to do, use your wealth to buy your way out of problems, there is no accountability, just eat, drink and die, you won't have to give account. The solution to everything is paisa, paisa, paisa. If this mindset is correct, then Quran issued a challenge 14 centuries ago. Allah says, when the soul and the hulqum of that person reaches his neck and he goes into sakarat, the medication is there, the doctors are there, the technology is there, the science is there, the wealth of this world is at his disposal. If your thinking is correct, then Allah says, use your science, use your wealth, use the worldly means that you have and send his soul back into his body. Get him an extension. Burn Jahannam, burn Jannat, defy Maut, defy Akhirat, and carry on the way you are carrying on. If you are correct, then when that time comes for the soul to leave this world, get him an extension. 14 centuries have passed, another 14,000 centuries may pass. By the qasam of my Allah, that which Quran has said, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time. When that time comes, no one will be given an extension. Not one second extension. What we see, what we hear, what we speak and what we think, this batil propaganda machinery that is around us, that is espousing its batil message 24 hours of every day, the glitter and glamour and attraction of this world. Paisa, paisa, paisa. What is happening? This environment, what we are seeing, what we are speaking, what we are thinking, ulama say is forming a fuel. It's forming an energy in us that is driving us in a certain direction. The meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I recited in the beginning, where my Nabi said, "Idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullu." If this incorrect fuel is given to this heart, if this incorrect conviction is fed to this heart, then from head to toe, whatever robe he may adorn, as a father he will be a zalim. As a mother she will be a zalim. As a teacher he will be a zalim. As a lawyer he will be a zalim. As a businessman he will be a zalim. Whatever robe he wears. If this concept or ideology, dunya, 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 is to enter this heart, fasad al jasadu kullu, from head to toe, fasad and zulm will emanate from this person. On the other hand, that which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with, that which is the essence of Quran, that which was the effort of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that which was the effort of the Ahle Haq throughout the ages, this da'wat and invitation, that is the answer to every attempt of batil, that the sum goal and perspective and reality of this life is find Allah. Find Allah. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah says, we gave you this month of Ramadan so that you find Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That which Quran, my respected brothers, cry tears of blood. Today Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. Allah says, you want your problems to be solved, come unto taqwa. You want sustenance, come unto taqwa. You want your difficulties to be removed, come unto taqwa. You want the hidden help of Allah, come unto taqwa. You want vicegerency of this earth, Allah has kept it on iman and taqwa. You want a pure life, iman and taqwa. You want barakat and blessings of the heavens and the earth, iman and taqwa. The goal of this life is to connect with Allah, for this heart to be brimming over with taqwa. And that is the meaning of that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned in the beginning. What we see, what we hear, what we speak, come into the correct environment. Make the correct effort. This one month of taqwa was given to you. This is not a month of fasting only. It's not a month of staying hungry only. This ummah has erred in its understanding of what Ramadan is. My Nabi has openly, clearly said it. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَمَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. The mafum of this hadith If you will not understand the essence of fasting, then Allah has no need in you staying hungry. Our idea of fasting Ramadan is to stay hungry. That is not the reality. The goal of this month is taqwa. The goal of this month is to find Allah. The goal of this month is to link and connect this heart with Allah. My Nabi said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If this is correct from head to toe, salah and khair will emanate from this ummati. Today this ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, instead of being a source of salah and khair to humanity, he is a source of fasad and zulm to humanity. Why? Because this piece of flesh is incorrect. Three times he said, hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb, it is this heart. This mindset that wealth and worldly accumulation and chasing behind this dunya is solving our problems. At the altar of that is all the lies, all the cheating, all the deception, all the riba, all the usurping of the rights of others. And the greatest tragedy is that unfortunately, Allah protect us, we have become the worst advert of what is Islam. As Muslims today, we have become the worst advert of what is Islam. Why? Because this heart is devoid of Allah's fear. And what did my Nabi say, the mafhum of the hadith, that when this heart is khokla, when this heart is empty, when this heart is devoid of taqwa, لَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْجُعْلَانِ. This word ju'lan means the insects that live in feces. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the value of this person is less than that. Less than that in the sight of Allah, if this heart is devoid of taqwa. Ye mamooli cheez nahi hai bhai, this is not a light thing. Ramadan upon Ramadan is coming and going. Yet the life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan is still the same. This johar and jewel of taqwa, this ummah is not acquiring it. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We gave it to you for taqwa. And what is the summer of taqwa? What is the summer of taqwa? We think wealth is going to solve our problems. Material things is going to solve our problems. One brother puts it humorously. He says, what is a millionaire? A millionaire is a man with a million problems. A billionaire is a man with a billion problems. This may seem like a joke. What does it actually mean? What does it actually mean? It is the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the warning that Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, that if you will seek your wealth, if you will seek your dunya at the expense of your akhirat, if you will seek your dunya at the expense of your akhirat, the first azab that Allah will involve you in is you may be a billionaire, a millionaire, a trillionaire, but you will always fear the loss of what you have. Seek this dunya at the expense of your akhirat. Allah protect us. That wealth will not be sukoon, it will become a curse. That wealth will not be ease and comfort. That wealth will, Allah Ta'ala will place this in your heart. The constant fear of the loss of what you have. And that fear, you'll be 60, 70, 80 and still you'll be running behind this dunya. You'll have a mess for the next 5 generations. You won't even be able to spend it, but still you'll fear the loss of it. When this wealth is sought at the expense of one's akhirat. This ummah has to come back onto taqwa. What is the samara of taqwa? Allah says in the Quran, the verse which I recited in the beginning. This Allah in the Quran is like a siren. It's like an alarm bell. It's like you go and hold somebody and shake him. Allah, listen, get up, pay attention, take heed. This is Allah. Allah, inna awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, wala hum yahzanun. Quranic terminology, every problem that lies in the front, Quran uses the word khawf. Every difficulty that you are facing now or the past, in your heart, the kafiyat of the heart, Quran uses the word huzn. Allah says, become the friend of Allah and we will solve every one of your problems. Past, present and future. Allah, like we say, Allah Malik, what Allah Malik means? Allah Malik and I must run behind everything. No. Allah Malik means make Allah Malik. Hand yourself over to Allah. Become the friend of Allah. Become Allah's person. Then Allah Malik. And who is the wali of Allah? Who are the awliya of Allah? Where Allah says, لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Quran tells us, unfortunately, I mention this almost every year. Because of our background, the majority of us, our forefathers, and their forefathers were Hindus, idol worshippers. We've made this concept of wilayat, becoming Allah's friend or wali, something unattainable. We think it's restricted to just a select few. They are Allah's walis. Quran is not just for a few. Wilayat is not something unattainable. We think if a man can't do miracles, he's not a wali. Like there was one waliullah. We heard the incident. Waliullah. True friend of Allah Ta'ala. But to convince the world is easy. To convince your wife is almost impossible. Manab Lamit Sahib Dawan Barkadi always says, the only time a wife has anything good to say about a husband is before they marry and after they die. In between, very rarely. So this waliullah comes home, the wife says, you know what, people call you a wali, what kind of wali you are? Today I saw a wali, one man was flying on a broom. He says, you know who that was? That was me. She says, that's why you're flying crooked. We think wilayat, karamat, there has to be miracles. Allahu Akbar, ulama say, the whole world of kuffar on one side. The whole world of kuffar on one side. On this side, one believer with weak iman. Maybe no salah in his life. Maybe no zakat. But he has iman. This one believer compared to the world of kuffar is Allah's wali. Wilayat is not unattainable. What is wilayat? Quran tells us, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Who are the walis of Allah? Iman and taqwa. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who have iman and taqwa. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. This in and illa, when it comes together in one expression, it creates a meaning of total exclusivity. Like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf, sirf or sirf. Only and only who is Allah's wali? Al-muttaqoon, the people with taqwa. What are the awsaf of the muttaqeen? Unfortunately, fortunately, today you can go to a cardiologist. He can use his machinery, do an ECG for you. Maybe do an angiogram. And tell you, listen, one artery is blocked, two arteries blocked, three arteries blocked, you need a stent or you have to go for bypass surgery. Or your heart is very healthy. Cardiologist can tell you that with his instruments, but no cardiologist can use his instruments and tell you that your heart is devoid of taqwa. Or that your heart is brimming over with the love of dunya. Or that this heart is blackened with looking at haram and listening to haram. Cardiologists may tell you your heart is very healthy, but in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is worse than a dead heart. Taqwa? What is taqwa? Can't be seen. But Allahu Akbar, verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah gives the sifat of the muttaqeen. Who are the people of taqwa? So that you and I take one thermometer, take one measuring tape. Unfortunately, today we have thermometer and measuring tape for everybody else. That's why if the next man has got 99 good qualities and one fault, the only thing we notice about him is his fault, so we can make ghibat about him. And if we got 99 faults and one good quality, the only thing we know notice about ourselves is our good quality. MashaAllah, meto is zamana ka Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani ban gaya. I am the wali of this zaman and everybody else is jahannam. Allah has given us the measuring tape, not for others. Allah is not going to question you about others. Allah is going to question you about yourself. Allah has given us a measuring tape. Who are the muttaqeen? Quran is full of it. Where Allah gives us the sifat and the qualities of the muttaqeen so that we aspire towards that. And the greatest example of the jamaat of the muttaqeen is the companions of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are our guiding stars. These are those we are supposed to aspire after. They are our example because they showed us practically what the day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was and what the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. So what the sifat and the attributes of the muttaqeen are, inshallah, on another occasion, another majlis, we'll continue with this discussion. But my respected brothers, if nothing else, let us realize that the most valuable asset that Allah has given us is time. This concept of delaying and delaying and delaying. Aktharu ahlin nari ahlu taswif. Majority of the residents of hellfire will be the people who delay. A mu'min does not delay. A mu'min doesn't hold back. These moments, these nights Allah has given us, the lure of sleep will be there, the temptation of other activities will be there. Let us resist that. Let us resist that. Ibn Rajab Hanbali in his kitab has mentioned a riwayat that in the month of Ramadan, when an odd night coincides with the night of Jumu'ah, there is a very high possibility of it being Laylatul Qadr. No guarantee, but a very high possibility. So it's an opportunity Allah Ta'ala has given us. In one riwayat it is mentioned, every night of Ramadan, Allah frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. But on the night of Jumu'ah, every hour Allah frees 1 million souls from Jahannam. So this is a Mubarak and a blessed night. If it is not Laylatul Qadr, it has the capacity of containing Laylatul Qadr. So that in itself is a form of blessedness. So let us exert ourselves. Sleep we'll get, whatever necessary, sleep a little bit. But let us try and spend maximum time in the environment of the masjid in staying away from other temptations. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.